Now, the latest University of Cape Town report reveals that 3 out of 4 children go hungry every day because 30% of our population live in poverty with food insecurity. Now, at school, these hungry children are then unable to concentrate. And whilst hunger gnaws at them, they can't think about anything else, or else they simply don't attend school at all. Director then of the Peninsula School Feeding Scheme, Petrina Paco, says there are dire consequences for those learners who do not have a meal daily. And she joins you on the line this morning. Petrina, a very good morning to you. Thank you so much for joining us on the show.
Good morning, Abs, and thank you for having me on the show.
Like you say, you know, Petrina, for many parents today, it's a very exciting day, and rightfully so. Their kids are going to school maybe for the first time, and some are just returning to school, and it is a happy moment. But for many others out there, it's a whole different, a completely different ballgame.
Yes, it is. And I think for many who are on our program and on the government feeding program, it is a return to having at least 2 to 3 meals secured for every day that they're going to be at school. Mm-hmm. So they are very happy. We know that a lot of these children, while they were on the holiday break, was not getting those meals as regularly. And so coming back to school is that knowledge of knowing that I'm going to have my breakfast, I'm going to have my lunch. And for those that are in after-school programs, they are secured in knowing that there's going to be a midday snack for them also.
Talk to us through the Peninsula Schools Feeding Scheme. Who are you and what do you do?
So Peninsula School Feeding Association is a non-profit organization. We have existed for the last 60 years. We celebrated 60 years in last year. And the organization came about because the government at the time, back in the 1950s, decided that school feeding at that time was a waste of money. So they stopped feeding in the schools. And so organizations like the Rotary came together with its feeding, with its partners at the time, Shawco and others, and decided, how can we try and address this problem? Because they knew that the need was still great in the schools. And so that is really the history behind how Peninsula School Feeding got started back in 1958 with feeding about 30,000 children, 3,000 children at the time. And it has just grown since then.
And I mean, some of the things that you've mentioned is that the PSFA breakfast and lunches are designed and prepared accordingly at only 2 rand 50 per day. How does that work?
The power of procurement.
Wow.
But, you know, for us as an organization, the one thing that's very important is the nutritional value of the meal. So we work very closely with the Department of Health in developing the cooked meal that we give the children during the day. So they get a cooked breakfast in the morning, and then they get a cooked meal of whether it be a fish biryani, sampan beans. There's a variety. And they also get the vegetables, and they also get a fruit as part of the meal. And we do that for 2 rand 50. We've been doing it for, like I said, the last 60 years that we've been able to feed these children because of the hearts of the people that we have in the Western Cape who have been continuing to contribute to the work of this organization over all these years.
Mm. And do you then provide for high school learners? Is it just only high school learners? Is it to children across the board?
Yes, we do support high schools also. Predominantly, our biggest numbers are within the primary schools. But there's really no stigma, I'd say, that's attached to the high school. It's amazing that when you are hungry and you cannot concentrate and you cannot keep your eyes open and the only thing you can think of is the cramps from the hunger pangs that you are having, then you're not thinking about who's watching me when I'm going to go and stand in that line for a plate of food. And so, yes, we have quite a few high schools that we are supporting. And these are principals that have come to us as an organization. We didn't approach them. They came to us and asked us, would you please support us in our feeding programs within our schools? And of recent, for the last 3 years, we'd also started working with other partners in the early childhood development arena also.
Now, sometimes, as much as it's hard to believe, it's all good and well to try and provide a service, but I would imagine that there's, I don't want to call it a stigma attached to getting fed at school, but you know how learners can be. So how are you doing this? How do you provide the support for the learners, particularly the older ones in high school, without maybe showing everyone that they're being fed through the scheme?
Well, really, the program runs the very same way that it would run in a primary school. We have ladies who are from the community who prepare the meals for us. The school provides a cooking area where all of the preparation of the meals happen. And there is a set time during the day when the learners are to come to the kitchen and receive the meal as such. So the learners clearly know this is it between 10:15 and 11. They are allowed to go to the preparation area and they get their meals. In the mornings, between 7:30 and 8, their breakfasts are available. And so as they come into school, those who are hungry are then just welcome to go up to the kitchen area and get that porridge.
That being said, you know, you talked about the concept of Ubuntu and the generosity of the people out there. I mean, you've got individuals, you've got families, you've got groups, you've got clubs, you've got companies, to name a few. How do people get involved? How do those that want to help you, how would they get involved?
There's many ways of getting involved, Abs. Look, we take cash donations, really, as such. People are able to go onto our site, www.psfa.org.za, and they can then make a donation online. They can deposit into our banking accounts. We always encourage people to run campaigns or programs at their companies or at their schools to try and support. We have one big event called Blisters for Bread. That's going to be held on the 25th of August this year. And so we encourage families to sign up for that fun walk. It's a family fun walk. And in that way, then families are able to support and have some fun simultaneously. And companies can also then do corporate packages, et cetera, to then, you know, support. The other thing is we, over the Christmas period, encourage that corporates and individuals do Christmas gifts in lieu of. So they do a donation to the organization. And that was amazing this year as to how many corporates had donated in lieu of a gift they would have given to a supplier or supporter of their companies, and they made the donation to the organization and informed the person that they'd done that in on their behalf. So there's really so many amazing ways to do it. We also, one of the things that is great for us, that a great need for us, is kitchens at our school and upgrading of existing kitchens. So we're always knocking on corporate doors and saying, how can you support us to build a kitchen at a school? And so you have campaigns of buy a brick, those kinds of things that staff are able to get involved in, and then also staff giving at companies of where the funds come towards the organization.
All right. And Patrina, before we let you go, very, very quickly then, your parting words to the listeners?
Sorry, I have said that again?
Very, very quickly, your parting words to the listeners?
My words to the listeners is to say that please remember that you cannot teach a hungry child. That is the motto of the organization. And that it only costs us R2.50 a day to give them two nutritional meals. So if you can in any way support this organization and know that that R2.50 that you're going to be giving is going to go a long way, then please call us up and we will make sure that 100% of the funds that you give goes directly towards the feeding of children.
Patrina, thank you so much for joining us on the show. A very good morning to you.
Thank you, Abs. You have a good day further.
Thank you so much. That is Petrina Pocot, Director of the Peninsula Schools Feeding Association.